720 WGN, John Landecker and Sean Kathleen. Good evening.
Hello, how are you? Good evening.
I'm fine. How are you? I'm not going to go in the bathroom and smoke crack, I can tell you that.
I just heard that and I was like, oh my gosh. But that's always like one of my favorite stories because, I mean, at the time it was horrific and, you know, fire on an airplane, potential fire on an airplane while you're about 30,000 feet above the ground.
Yeah.
Not awesome, but it's a great story now.
Yeah. Sean Kathleen is the creator of Passenger Shaming, which Rolling Stone magazine says is one of the 100 best Instagram accounts. There's a facebook.com/passenger shaming, instagram.com/passenger shaming, and the bio says, "You're the sassy stew." In quotation marks.
That is true.
A former cop, paramedic, stay-at-home mom, a freelance writer, and obviously flight attendant. Is flight attendant the last job in that resume right
there?
It is. Yeah.
Yes. Well, yeah. So, yeah, former flight attendant. I did that for about 7 years. And, yes, so that was my last job out of all of those fun things listed. And just to clarify, Sassy Stew was just me, you know, as a sassy stewardess, right? You know, and it was me ranting. It was actually the blog that started everything. So, yeah, that's where that came from. But yep, that was my last job in all those listed.
So, it suddenly occurred to me though that as a former cop and paramedic, if somebody is lighting themselves on fire in the bathroom smoking crack, you're just the person to be there.
I mean, exactly.
Not only to, you know, bring him down, but also, if need be, I guess, apply some medical attention.
Exactly, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I will tell you, I worked with quite a few former police officers. A lot of flight attendants I worked with were in nursing school or were nurses. Fun fact, back in the day, at the start of, you know, that profession, you had to be a nurse to be a flight attendant. So, which makes sense, right? I mean, it's pretty cool, but yeah, you needed to.
When was this?
'40s?
You had to be a nurse? I never
heard
that.
Like, it was back when you couldn't be married and,
yeah,
and all of that good stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you had to be a nurse.
Bit of information did not seem to seep through the stereotypes of flight attendants. I mean, yeah, have to be a certain, you know, they're so concerned with their appearance and you can't be married, et cetera, et cetera. But I never heard they said you got to be a nurse. Although,
yeah,
I think that's a great idea, but
it is. I mean, but we're talking, this was so many years ago, and this is like the very, very original, you know, flight attendants that were out there. So,
well, you know, if you've been to nursing school and now you're a flight attendant, I think, you know, the pay grade ought to go up a few notches because you're not just getting a flight attendant, you're getting a nurse to on board, you know,
that is
crazy. So what made you leave being a cop and then a paramedic? And then, you know, leading up to being a flight attendant, what was inspiration?
Well, the one that came first was an EMT at age 18. Actually, it was I finished school at 17, but you can't take the state board until you're 18. So in that case, you know, as soon as I turned 18, I was able to take that test. And start that. So, and that started that, you know, journey in, you know, EMS. Mm-hmm. And I became a police officer at 21, which when I think about it now is so crazy. I mean, that's the age limit here. I'm pretty sure it probably is the standard, I'm guessing, throughout the country. I'm in the United States. And I can't even imagine that I did that at such a young age. It's crazy to think about. But, I had a great time. I did that, too, for about 7-8 years. It's kind of funny. About 7 years seems to be my sweet spot where I'm like, okay, I'm ready to move on, you know, because all of them seem to be right around that age. Although this is obviously not compulsory, but I had met, I had ended up meeting somebody and getting married and having babies. And when I say not compulsory, like, you don't need to quit your job as a police officer, of course, but I chose to at that time. And I was like, you know what? That was a fun 7 years. I'd rather, you know, stay home with my children. So I was actually a stay-at-home mom for a while. I have three daughters and with the two youngest. And then at some point I was like, you know, it's kind of like a midlife crisis job, the flight attendant thing. I'd always flown, I'd always traveled as a child and, you know, just throughout my adulthood. And I was on a flight coming back, you know, from New York City or Jersey, and I was sitting next to a flight attendant. And like I said, I had done it, done flights so many times and I grew up flying, like, alone, you know, like, or just my sister and I, like, at age, you know, 5, 6, 7, you know, like, kids, 10, right, whatever. And, I just thought, it was always in the back of my head, like, oh, this is really cool. Well, in fact, actually, I thought, like, maybe being a pilot would be cool, but it never really crossed my mind to be a flight attendant. But I was sitting next to one on a flight, and we were coming back from New York to, I live in Columbus, Ohio, and I said, oh, well, you know, she was in uniform. I said, well, how does that work? Because she was telling me, well, I work out of Newark. And I said, wait, like, so you fly to work? And so that is what you do. Like, you commute. Most pilots and flight attendants that you see don't live, you know, in base, right? You know, unless maybe you live in Atlanta and work for Delta and you're lucky. But because it's seniority based, I mean, good luck. That's going to take 500 years. But so, you know, this lady had been, you know, probably doing this for many years. And I just remember I came home and I Googled flight attendants then, you know, or, you know, airlines based or, you know, in my city or close to it, or I can't remember, but I ended up getting hired, which was with a startup airline. So it was really interesting. So I learned really quickly how to deal with that. And I will say, when you mentioned, you know, the pay as far as the nurses, I just wanted to say this real quickly. There's nothing compared. There's no comparison. I had years that I was making $18,000 a year full time. So, and working with pilots who are making like maybe $22,000-$25,000 a year full time.
Wow.
You know, first officers. Yeah. So, I mean, these were, you were eligible for food stamps.
Oh my God.
It's a really rough gig. Yes. And, so I just wanted to point that out there. Obviously, that's not the case with nursing, and especially nowadays, which is pretty great and well-deserved. But flight attendants do a lot. They're up in the air alone. And like you said, you know, that would be the perfect person. Like, I was a great person. Trust me, you wanted me to be your flight attendant. But I also worked with a lot of people, you know, of the similar, because regardless, you're trained that way, right? So you're trained in medical situations and, you know, medical emergencies, as well as, of course, security and, you know, all of that fun stuff, fire, you know, everything.
Well,
and, you know, you can't call a manager, right?
No, and I'm sure that all comes in handy when we see passengers who deserve to be shamed. And we'll learn more about that when we come back with Sean Kathleen, creator of Passenger Shaming, one of Rolling Stone magazine's 100 best Instagram accounts. And we'll do it when we come back on 720 WGN.
And Miami Tower, X-ray flight of 3, we're 15 to the northeast for landing.
At X-ray runway 30, wind 210 at 8, altimeter 29er
1, reported initial. 29er, thank you. Ah, here we are in the airplane. 720 WGN, I'm John Landecker. I think I'm just going to take off my shoes and socks, and while I'm flying here in the airplane, I think I'll just clip my toenails. Sean Kathleen is with us. She's creator of Passenger Shaming on Instagram.
That was making my heart hurt. I was like, oh.
I mean, it's fun to laugh at, but it's got to be horrible to run into while you're a stewardess, or a flight attendant, rather. I mean, and confront it. What do you say to somebody who's clipping their nails on a flight? I mean,
so disturbing that you even have to have these conversations with adults, right?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure your listeners have dealt with it, you know, at work, because there's always, you know, that guy or that girl that does that at work, right? Using that as the example, like clipping nails, and it's like, hey, you know, personal grooming is, I don't know, personal. Maybe don't do it on an airplane unless you have to, like, unless maybe you need to step inside into the lavatory. That would be amazing. I find that, you know, just being upfront and frank works for me. Also using humor. Now, I'm a former flight attendant, as we mentioned, but at the time, you know, you kind of read your audience, so you can, like, kind of come at it as a in a funny angle, like, really, guys? You know, like, if it's some young kid, like, hey, right. Really? You know, we don't do that on here, or, yeah, it just depends, but some people, like, apps are completely clueless. Well, obviously, because, yes. I mean, you've seen the Instagram account. It's unbelievable that everything on there is completely true. Amazing. Nothing has been altered. It's disturbing.
How long had you been on the job before you realized that these type of activities were going to be occurring, and occurring not on a regular basis, but frequently enough that, you know, we should start an Instagram thing. We should be passenger shaming these people. Or did it all happen right away? Had it happen right away?
Five minutes, I would say, maybe. I mean, so keep in mind, right? So my previous, you know, occupations, as we mentioned, you know, police officer, paramedic, mom, you know, I mean, well, I was still a mom, but, you know, just doing that at home full time. I mean, so I was kind of coming at it from a different angle, right? My perception and experience was quite different, my life experience. I will tell you, it was, I joke and say 5 minutes, but I can promise you it was essentially immediately, because that's the thing. I had never worked in the public. So that's why, when I mentioned this previous, this started out, it was called Rants of a Sassy Stew. And it was me ranting, like, as a sassy, quote, stew,
yes.
As a stewardess, right? And it was a blog, and that was 14 years ago. And so it was before, like, you know, Facebook, all that stuff. It was just all starting. So it was back in 2007. And I'll tell you, as somebody who's never had been in that position other, you know, in the public, other than, okay, well, I had a gun, you know, or, you know, was helping people, and it was a different situation. But so I had started that blog, and it did really well, because you didn't have to be a flight attendant. If you had worked in the public in any capacity, you got it, right? And so for me, it was kind of like, wow. It was a shock to the system. It was a little jarring that people were really like this. And so essentially, I just ended up writing about it. I mean, literally during flights, when somebody would ask me a crazy question, I'd, you know, they'd ring the call button, I'd run over, you know, during a flight, 3 hours into a flight, and they'd say, and a lady would say, like, I'd say, may I help you, ma'am? And she'd say, are we moving? And I'm like, what? I didn't have, like, a great comeback, because I was so shocked, right? And but things like that would happen, like crazy questions, of course, behaviors, just all of it. And so I'd run it back into the back galley, not literally run, but I had an actual pad of paper and a pen, and I would just write it down, and then my colleagues would start to read it. And it was all completely true. And but, you know, it was, like, written, like, with a comedic tone to it. And all my colleagues were like, you need to make a blog. This needs to be a thing. And I'm like, what's a blog? And I ended up doing that. And then years into that, that's when I said, you know what? I did an offshoot of just photographs only.
Yeah.
And that's when it became passenger shaming, which was about 8 years ago.
On Instagram. Yeah. So without giving it all away, I mean, there are pictures, you know, that come up on social media of, I'm not going to mention the store, but here's people shopping at X amount of store. And, you know, there's.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You know, outrageous outfits. Right. So. Are these pictures that you took? Are people submitting pictures to you of passengers that need to be shamed? Because some of them are unbelievable.
Right? I know they are. I would say most of them are pretty crazy. Yeah, so the majority now at this point, it's me just curating stuff and people sending things.
Yeah.
But, you know, back, you know, prior. Of course, you know, I took quite a few of them. And that blog that you were mentioning before, I do like to point out, and anybody who does follow Passenger Shaming on Instagram is well aware that unlike that other place that you're mentioning or alluding to, we shame behaviors only, like nothing right. based on weight, appearance, you know, what somebody's gotcha. Wearing, like nothing like that. It's just like, if you're going to be an idiot on a plane, then you're probably going to get featured. I mean, you have right. to, it has to be pretty egregious at this point to be showcased on there. But yeah, it has to be really egregious. But it's crazy the yeah. amount of content. But so yes, to answer your question, at this point, and actually I would like to say this, at the very, very beginning, it was myself and a lot of crew members, right? And then when I was no longer a crew member, they would send it to me, and I was essentially just posting on their behalf because they couldn't, you know, because of your
Listen,
job, right?
And, I hate to cut you off, Sean Kathleen, but we have to make wait for the President of the United States.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this is very important. This is a lot more important than what we're discussing, I can promise you.
Thanks for being with us. Love the blog. Love the Instagram. Thank you.